Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
The thing about this particular track from the vaults of the MM Archives is I was there. I did not do the interview, but I watched it through the studio windows. It was after his show at the Tower Theater. Pete Townsend was on the Psycho Derelict tour. It was the summer of 1993, and he also had just won a Tony, maybe even a couple of Tonys, for Tommy on Broadway. So he was very fond of that particular song, as you'll hear shortly. And John asks him what his favorite song is and what his best song is, and he gives a very funny, somewhat cynical answer. However, I had just started the morning show not too long before this, so I'd gone to the concert at the Tower. I knew Pete was coming back to the station afterwards. I came back because, it's not every day you get to hear Pete Townsend up close and personal on an acoustic guitar. It was getting later and later, and I had to get up, at 5 or something in the morning because, believe it or not, from 93 to 96, I did the morning show. I have tried to blot it out of my memory ever since, but it really did happen. And I kept going, I got to go, and I go, Pete Townsend is in the other room singing, You Can't Go. And then afterwards, at about like 1:32 in the morning, they all went out for a bite to eat. And I go, I so want to go. I go, you have to go back and go to bed. So I did go back home and go to bed. But to have been there and seen that is something I'll always cherish. And he did two or three songs. But Pinball Wizard, of course, is the big one. And John sort of coaxed him into playing it, which was very cool. And there's a little call and response part, which you'll definitely hear and may have heard before if you've heard this. But the funny thing is, Pete had been having a beverage or two. He's been sober for a long time, but that particular evening, he was not feeling a tremendous amount of pain. So when you hear the station ID that he also cut that night, this is Pete Townsend. I've been around for a long, long time, just like 93.3 WMMR. He was very loose, very fluid, very funny, and very on. And we were lucky enough to have him live from the vaults of the MM Archives.
Right now, I'm very, very, I'm very much in love with Pinball Wizard. And I think I love it because, it's making me so much money. That thing, that kind of, that... I just love it. It's baroque, it's classical music. This is my best song.
Never seen anything like him in an amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers, always feeling clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard that has to be a twist. Pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist.
How do you think he does it? I don't know is the answer.
How do you think he does it? What makes him so good?